It's a Tuesday. You know what that means? We head to the Dial-A-Doc program here today with the FHN and Dial-A-Doc here today. Joining us here today is Dr. Terry Miller. Dr. Miller, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks a lot for joining me. Boy, this is a timely topic here. We're going to be talking about vaping-related illnesses here today. Apparently, this morning, there's another death, so maybe there's seven related deaths, apparently, to this. Of course, a lot in the news lately, Doc, about the hazards of vaping. How does vaping compare with actual cigarette smoking in terms of being a health hazard, Doc?
That's a really hard one to answer because there's not a lot of really good data on that so far. Vaping has expanded very quickly, and since it's expanded very quickly, there haven't been a number of studies with this. That's one of the biggest problems with it, is we really don't know a lot of things about the long-term side effects of this.
All right. Now, what if someone has never smoked, and then the question becomes is how bad is vaping compared to starting to smoke cigarettes instead, going right to cigarettes? What's your thought on that?
As far as starting with vaping, well, first of all, obviously we discourage that as much as possible. The vaping is specifically targeted a lot towards teenagers. They have a lot of very specific flavors that are more palatable to kids. So it's really targeted in that direction. Vaping versus cigarettes. The first vaping was supposed to be kind of a smoking cessation tool. Obviously, it's progressed well beyond that at this point. So the plan at this point in time, I would say, would be not to do either one.
Yeah, all right. We're talking to Dr. Terry Miller, FHN, and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. And as you mentioned, Doc, you said vaping had started off as being a good way to reduce smoking if someone is already smoking cigarettes. Is that a good idea, potentially, to if you're smoking cigarettes, to reduce things down to vaping? What's your thought on that?
Definitely not. There are much safer ways to stop smoking. There's nicotine gums, there's nicotine patches, there are a number of prescription medications, Wellbutrin, Chantix, which are all approved by the FDA, have all been tested for safety, and are much, much, much better ways to consider smoking cessation. So I would definitely not recommend vaping for that.
All right, so that's more of a, there are medical ways to stop smoking.
Yes.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
Any provider will be able to help you with that. I would recommend anybody talk to their primary care provider who's interested in smoking cessation, and they can work them through various options.
All right. What are the problems that you're aware of that are being discovered now with vaping that don't seem to have been publicized earlier? What have you been seeing on that?
The biggest issue is obviously the deaths. There are now seven deaths associated with vaping. There are probably going to be more that we're going to discover over time because this is just something that is coming out at this point in time. It's causing inflammation within the lungs. It's causing damage within the lungs. You have to remember that when cigarettes first came out, we weren't aware of the dangers of cigarettes for years and years and years. You've got young people who are vaping. We're not going to see the full long-term effect on their lungs for 15 to 20 years.
And I fully
expect things to be worse.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about what you're seeing so far. Of course, it is so early about comparison of lung damage with vaping as compared to cigarettes.
The lung damage we're seeing with cigarettes is more of a long-term damage. The lung damage we're seeing with vaping in some people, and again, the data is very sketchy at this point in time because we're still working this through. The CDC is looking at this. A number of different organizations are looking at this. But we're seeing people who are getting sick very, very quickly and then passing away from it. You won't see that with cigarettes. You'll see that with the vaping, though. I've never seen anybody with cigarette smoking with these young deaths like we're seeing with vaping.
We're talking to Dr. Terry Miller, MD at the FHN, FHN the Dial-A-Doc program here today. Doc, do we know yet whether vaping causes lung cancer like cigarette smoking can?
There's a lot of suspicion that it does. There's some animal studies that are indicating it, but there's nothing conclusive at this point. And again, those studies will take years to come out.
Doc, what about the other issue we hear a lot about? I think you even mentioned it a little bit earlier here, is that the problem with these fun flavors that are being offered in vaping. Talk a little bit more about that.
They're specifically targeted towards young kids. They're trying to, I mean, it's a marketing ploy at this point in time, that if you can get young kids to start on this, then you've got a lifelong subscriber. So they're you and I don't eat Twinkies because we just don't eat them. We would not gravitate towards the strawberry flavors, some of the flavors that are coming out at this point in time. And these are specifically targeted towards teens and younger people.
Doc, what about, can folks find out from FHN, how could they find out about stopping either cigarette smoking or vaping? How can they get more information on this subject we're talking about today?
The best way to go about that is actually to talk to your primary care provider. We have a physician consult line. If you do not have a primary care provider, you can contact them and they can set you up with somebody. We have a number of providers who are accepting patients, but that's the way I would go about it, would be to sit down, talk to your provider, and there are lots of different options as far as medications to help out with this, and that's where I would start.
All right. Doc, great information. I know you're very busy. Thank you for taking the time here today, and let's talk again soon, all right?
I certainly appreciate the time. Thank you very much, sir.
Very good. Okay, Dr. Terry Miller here today from FHN here this morning. And that's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. The preceding this morning brought to you today by FHN.